More honesty than you can handle.
More empowerment than you can imagine.
You're tuned in to Tavis Smiley.
A conversation now with Arise Community Credit Union CEO Dan Johnson about how Minnesota's first black-led credit union got its brand new charter. Dan Johnson, congratulations. Good to have you on. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Brother Smiley. Thank you so much for having us on.
It's a great honor to have you on. Let me just jump right in and make the most of the few minutes that we do have here. Tell me about, and I've got some follow-ups, of course, but tell me about Arise Community Credit Union.
Well, Arise Community Credit Union came about due to, as the United States knows, about some of the not so good relationships that we've had back and forth with some of the law enforcement, you know, Philando Castile, and the list goes on. So as a result of that, the community came together and started an organization called ABAP. That stands for Association for Black Economic Power. And from that, they decided to have town hall meetings, go to Juneteenth and all these things to gather what does the community want. And it was resounding. They didn't want another peace park. They didn't want a statue. They were tired of bringing flowers and putting them up in a memorial. They wanted something to move the sticks, if I could use a football analogy. Mm-hmm. And what it came out resoundingly was a financial institution and not just another bank, but a credit union that's nonprofit and puts more emphasis on helping people that are underserved and underbanked. So as a result of that, the executive director of that organization, Deb Hurston, she just took the reins, Tavis, and really, along with the rest of the board and the community, just really start taking one step at a time, going through the process of starting a de novo credit union. I then was asked to throw my hat in the ring for the position of CEO, and that was a year-long interview process. And then once I got on, we went another 14 months dotting the I's and crossing the T's and crossing what seemed to be an insurmountable amount of turf to get where we are today, chartered.
Yeah. It's an amazing story, but I want to go back to the origin story that you shared with us a moment ago. It is amazing to me. It's empowering. Let me be very clear. It's empowering to me, but it's amazing to me as well that a bunch of black folk in Minnesota, this is the place, as you mentioned, where they killed Philando Castile. This is the place we all know where they killed George Floyd, and there are others, but those names just jump out at you, Philando Castile and George Floyd, and out of those murders, out of that pushback that black folk were tired of receiving at the hands of police, they decide that they want financial freedom. They want a credit union, not just another bank. I'm trying to understand the link between those two things. It's a powering story, but what do you make of the fact that out of that, these murders, black people want autonomy. They want to express their own agency. They want financial freedom. That's not often the case that we come out of these situations and people think about financial freedom. It's an interesting link, is it not?
It really is. And again, this would be my opinion and what I can gather from my many years here in Minnesota. What it boils down to is a lot of times brothers and sisters are getting caught up in these situations due to giving authorities what's called probable cause. Now that comes from probably hanging around somewhere, sauntering around, maybe aimlessly, maybe not having a direction to go. And the thinking behind it, I believe, is if we had more business about our business, places to be, about dotting I's and crossing T's financially, we would be more about business and not just in doorways or being somewhere where EC can be used as an excuse to start an investigation. If we busy ourselves with our own business, that might take us out of that equation. Now, that's just my my opinion.
You know, as you were talking, I accept that. But as you were talking, I was also where I thought you were going to go. And these things are these things are linked, frankly. Where I thought you was going to go was this notion that when you mentioned the cops, that so often black people end up getting pulled over and sadly murdered or maimed because of something like a taillight being out. You see where I'm going. Often, or your license not being renewed. And that ends up, again, with some sort of melee and somebody ends up murdered far too often over something that simple, a routine traffic stop. First of all, I agree in this regard with Black Lives Matter. While I'm not at the point of abolishing the police, I do believe that there are certain things police ought not to be doing. And these sorts of routine traffic stops for a taillight being out or registration being not renewed, again, oftentimes for our people, puts them in harm's way and leads to their being maimed or murdered. And oftentimes that happens because these black folk have not had the resources, the money,
to get
the light fixed or to renew their license. And so that's the connection I thought you were going to make, and you weren't far from that. But as you were talking, I was thinking about when you have financial freedom, when you have access to capital, when you have an account at a credit union, et cetera, you can avoid getting caught in some of those situations. I digress, but our minds are sort of thinking on twin tracks in that regard. So that, I think, explains in part, at least, how and why these black folk in Minnesota decided that what we need coming out of this is more financial freedom. And that's always a good thing. Somebody said years ago, and I agree with this, that the fight of this country that we were once engaged in was for civil, C-I-V-I-L, rights. And now we are in a fight for silver rights, S-I-L-V-E-R. And so into that gulf comes Arise Community Credit Union, Minnesota's first black-led credit union. So here's the question now. Why a credit union? You started to tee this up. Let me take you as you take the next step. Why a credit union and not just another black bank?
Well, banks are for-profit and credit unions are nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what that means to people that are going to be credit union members. That means that you have an ownership. You get a vote. We have an annual meeting and they get to vote. It's owned by the members. Mm-hmm. As well as a part of our charter, Tavis, is we are obligated to educate and help people with their financial fitness, not just, okay, checking, savings, loans, and things like that. We need to have, we'll have town halls, we'll partner with other organizations so that we can start giving people the benefit of conversations that aren't necessarily had at those dinner tables or at the breakfast table where our communities are housed. We want to step in and start having those conversations and help. So, and plus, when we do better as a credit union, because we will make money, it'll show in better interest earned and less interest paid for members, because that's one of the strongholds for credit unions. And the loan process, I've always said, Tavis, that I want to help people that need loans, and sometimes their credit is challenged, so I'm going to be into slow yeses as opposed to fast no's. And that just means that if I see someone's paperwork and I say, there's a couple things that need to be taken care of, I'll say, I can see this loan going through, but we might need 90 days. Are you ready to start working on it right now? That's the approach that we're going to take, and that's why it should be a credit union as opposed to a bank.
I want to ask, when we come forward, Dan Johnson, what it really means for this credit union to be black-led. He's already started to answer that question just now. I love that line, slow yeses versus fast no's. That's what black folk always get, right? We get fast no's. He's saying there is a way to get to yes. It may be a little slower, but how about some slow yeses? I'll take a slow yes any day over a fast no. That's one of the advantages to this credit union being black-led. But the folk in Minnesota, black folk have straightened their backs up. Dr. King always said that you're going somewhere when you straighten your back up, because folk can't ride your back unless it's bent. And so out of the murder of Philando Castile and George Floyd, they've decided they want their own black-led credit union. It's called Arise Community Credit Union. Love that word, Arise. And they've now got a state charter in the state of Minnesota. The CEO of that credit union is Dan Johnson. More with him when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley.
Ranked number 45 on the Heavy 100 list of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America. Helping to make you the most knowledgeable person in your circle of friends. This is Tavis Smiley.
This is Tavis Smiley in conversation with Daniel Johnson, who is the CEO of Arise Community Credit Union, Minnesota's first black-led credit union. has had its charter approved in the state of Minnesota. That's a big deal. In case you've just tuned in, this is Minnesota, of course. Yeah, that Minnesota where they killed Philando Castile, where they killed George Floyd. And these people, our brothers and sisters there, are exercising their agency. And they have now brought online their own black-led credit union, and we're celebrating that and learning more about it in this hour with, again, Dan Johnson, who's the CEO of Arise Community Credit Union. Let me just come back to this notion that you shared with us earlier, which I like, slow yeses versus fast noes. I'm not naive in asking this, Dan, but tell me why it is you think that black people across the country, writ large, are always subjected to fast noes, but more to the point, your process for how you get to slow yeses?
That's a great question, Brother Tavis. The reason why I believe across the nation that the Afro-Americans and black people are getting the fast nose is because they're a lot of times they're coming in ill-prepared, mm-hmm. and let's just call it what it is, mm-hmm. because creditworthiness is black and white. There's numbers, but there's ways to manipulate it. So if you don't have your ducks in a row, for lack of a better way to put it, you're going to get fast no's when you have just blaring things in your credit to where you have no one that's taking an extra look, saying, hey, maybe let's take care of this. Let's go and take care of some of these outstanding things on your credit. That's why they're getting the fast no's. But the way that we can give slow yeses is to not be beholden to stockholders, which banks and for-profit banks are. Now, I'm not bashing them. Mm-hmm. That's their form of business, and they have their place. However, credit unions are not beholden to stockholders. They're beholden to the members. So that means that I have the right to help you. It's in my best interest to sit you down and say, hey, you want this loan? Here's a couple of things we need to look at. You got that old cell phone and this something from years ago. Mm-hmm. Let's one by one take care of these things and talk to these people and get this off your record so that we can move forward. I always say bad credit is like a flat tire. It can always be fixed. Mm-hmm. So that is my approach, and just having it so that from a credit union perspective, being nonprofit, that gives us the leeway to be able to help in that regard, Brother Tavis.
Yep. When we come forward in our remaining moments with Dan Johnson, he said a few times now, you heard him, that this credit union is nonprofit. My exit question is, how then does that nonprofit status ultimately end up benefiting the community writ large? We've talked about the work he can do to help individual members of the credit union get to those slow yeses versus those fast no's. But my question, again, when we come forward, is how the community benefits from this black-led credit union in Minnesota called Arise Community Credit Union. The CEO of that credit union is our guest right now, Tavis Smiley. His name is Dan Johnson.
Seeking the truth. Speaking the truth. This is the Tavis Smiley Show. Made fresh daily in the Mert Park, Los Angeles, California. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Dan Johnson, before I ask you a couple of exit questions here, let me circle back to an earlier part of our conversation and ask, it was on my mind and didn't quite get to it, did the murder of George Floyd, we talked about Philando Castile, George Floyd, as some of the genesis for this credit union, Arise Community Credit Union, Minnesota's first black-led credit union, did the murder of George Floyd in any way accelerate the charter process and or government assistance as a kind of racial reparation, or did y'all do this on your own?
Yes, it did. It really did, because it was a repeat of the genesis, one of the other reasons why this was pulled together. And it just really pounded it home that, yes, this is a mission that we cannot relent on, because there was obstacles, Tavis, mm-hmm. to us doing this. Because any time that you're trying to start something for underserved and underbanked, there tends to be resistance.
And imagine that.
So there was a lot of resistance, and it took a lot of resolve, and it took us as the board, ABEP board, as well as myself and all the other wonderful players that helped us, and the community leaders to really just put our shoulder to the millstone and just keep pushing.
I try not to ask two questions at once. Let me ask both, though, and get out of the way and give you these last 2 minutes, 2 minutes to respond. How does the community, ultimately the black community, benefit from having a black-led credit union in Minnesota? And I could have begun our conversation here, why the name Arise? I like it, but why Arise?
Oh, okay. Well, starting with the first question, the community is going to benefit from our engagement and interaction and from the financial fitness that we will engage in with the community. Being visible at the Juneteenth, at the tabling events, let them know that we can help them with the building blocks to change the narrative, to move the sticks again in their financial life, which then bleeds over into them telling their kids or even kids telling their moms, because nowadays a lot of the children are going back to their parents and doing the educating, especially in the financial piece. So that's going to be a game changer in itself, because when you start having a little more self pride and dignity and know that you can make your own way, you can step away from maybe that assistance to the point to where you're not week to week, you're not month to month, you're living quarter to quarter. So you're making, and then go on to be semi-annual and annual, to where you're not just waiting hourly, waiting for that check. So those are the big benefit things right off the bat. And your second question, Arise, we had a lot of meetings, Tavis, a lot of meetings, because we wanted to do everything through the approval of our community. So after an exhaustive exploratory, Arise was finally the name, and it really makes sense, because that's what I feel that we're going to do. We're Arise, and we have come. We've made it. We're here. We finally got the charter, and now we're going to roll our sleeves up and get the work done. I'd love to give you a progress report on what we're doing, because we're about 8 months out before we can take our first member, because we're hiring all of our new vendors to get them all onboarded. So it's going to take about 8 months.
I look forward to a progress report down the road. I'm hoping and I believe that this can be a model for the nation, for black people all across the country listening right now to this program. This is the kind of stuff we need to be scaling up. We can have our own credit unions across this country, and I love what they're doing in Minnesota. It's a tribute in my mind to Philando Castile and George Floyd, and they are certainly deserving of it. And I celebrate Arise Community Credit Union and all the folk who made it happen. The CEO is Dan Johnson. Dan, congratulations. Good to have you on. We look forward to that progress report somewhere down the road, sir. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, Tavis Smiley. This was a great honor.
It's an honor to have you on. Thank you for saying that. When we come forward in our next hour, a conversation with comedian Roy Wood Jr. only on Tavis Smiley.